Now, the identity statuses were originally meant to apply to adolescents. However, we are reminded by Dr. Susan Krause Whitmorn that these identity statuses can also be extended to the adult years. And she says, in looking at adults, the natural question is to ask whether an identity exploration in adolescence is enough to keep people optimally adapted in adulthood. So she's examined the commitment and exploration dimensions as a continual development process. So if you're interested in measuring kind of where you are with the identity status, you can click on the link below and it will take you to her article in Psychology Today, where she's got a little quiz that gives you a quick assessment of which identity status is closest to how you are right now.